This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
I'm Rajvi Subramanian.
So, The Guardian asked the question, why can't we agree on what's true anymore? The article goes on to say that if there's one thing on which virtually everyone is agreed, it is that the news and information we receive is biased. Every second of the day, someone is complaining about bias in everything from the latest movie reviews to sports commentary to the BBC's coverage of Brexit. These complaints and controversies take up a growing share of public discussion. And it's going to take up some more of the public discussion today because that's what we're going to talk about. Do you agree with that premise that we can't seem to agree on what is true anymore?
I don't think this is something that is a new phenomenon. It has been there for like ages, and I think it's kind of taking different shapes. I think it is also attributed to in terms of who's a journalist anymore, because earlier we had access to news only from a very few set of people where they had a very distinct chain of command. We had a reporter, we had a sub-editor, we had a copy editor, we had a news editor, and news had to go through so many layers to get published or printed. But I think right now things are changing because of the availability of technology and digital media that anybody can be a journalist. You know, some of the breaking news that you see is not being broken on any of the mainstream news channels. It's either on social media or some online platform. They are becoming more like a journalist. So the distinction between who is a journalist and who is not has become so thin that it's very difficult for a common man to understand whether this news is coming from a very credible source or not.
I agree with that. I think there's a lot of dynamics going on in this phenomenon. For one, that used to be, and I'm old enough to remember that, you know, as a reporter, you were gatekeepers. We dictated. Basically, and chose with our news judgment and our training and our background what was newsworthy and what we made sure that our public was informed about. And so we had the press. We were the ones that published and distributed the thousands of copies and put it on websites. Of course, technology has changed that, where anyone with an internet connection, which is just about everyone anymore, can distribute and circulate information. So we have that working, against, I think, journalists in that regard. We also have to distinguish, I think, the point that you brought up, Rajvi, is a good one, is who is a journalist. And I don't know if people really are very, very good at distinguishing that or understanding that. And furthermore, I think what the folks like Roger Ailes realized was reporting for the sake of people that want to see their views met and their views verified. And I think that's what he did with his network. And I think that will set the stage for further establishments like this to help not just to seek out and report news, but seek out and report news that is going to attract a certain kind of mindset. Yeah. And I think we're seeing that proliferate, and that's what we're working up against right now.
Yeah, and I would go along with the idea of who is a journalist. I mean, that's become a real problem because everybody has an opinion and everybody wants to put it out there. But that's not what journalists do. Journalists dig up what are supposed to be facts and they try to present it in an objective manner. And it seems like a lot of people just want to do commentary and sometimes without even any research, that's simply spouting off. And that is not journalism. And I think we're seeing that on social media and we're certainly seeing that on cable television. And I think that's a detriment. And maybe that's the next question is what does this mean? If we cannot agree on what's true, what does this mean for society and what does it mean for journalism?
I think it's very problematic. I mean, if we can't agree on what are facts and what are opinions and what are points of view, how can we agree and move forward and make progress in social issues, in understanding what are the premises and the facts of what's happening? I think it's very problematic, and we need to find and reestablish what the record is. It seemed like we've had kind of a status of the record for years until just within the past recent history.
I also want to look at it at a different perspective. We are also looking in terms of media economy, where corporations want to make so much money and they want to fill in a lot of precious ad time. You know, we have like 24 hours news channel, we have a lot of television channel where they want to talk about a lot of issues, and they just need something to fill it up. And sometimes they take this extra step of trying to take up some issues which they sometimes saw somewhere online and try to make a big deal out of it. So, and also we have to look at all the other perspectives as well. You know, we are looking at some issues that really needs attention and some issues that they don't need any coverage at all. So I think it also depends on the corporations and the editors who decide what's news. And I think at the end of the day, it's all about you and me. Like whatever you see on online media or whether you listen to stuff on radio, I think you should have a little bit of sense of attention to details and the importance to do a little bit of research before you decide to share it with others or talk about it in detail. So that's my take on that.
Well, I think the problem is that you have bloviators, you have hot air buffoons who are on these news channels, and even though what they're doing is commentary and they're giving their opinions, I think people in the audience consider them to be the news. And then when they get something wrong, they kind of just blow it off. They don't really correct themselves.
But I think Rajvi hit on a good point in that they found this is profitable, right? This makes money. And I think this is what is attracting people, whatever it does, to the media or to journalism. I think in the experience that I've had as in advising the student newspaper, I think what brings in more interest to the students is that those students that want to express their opinion, which is fine. We certainly welcome those who want to write their opinion or a column, but we just don't have enough students that want to go out and seek fact and seek truth, but they want to write about their opinion and talk about that. And furthermore, I think there's less of a misunderstanding between writing in a column or a news story that's researched, that's vetted, that's confirmed and verified. I think there's that kind of challenge, and I think it's kind of a generational thing that I'm experienced as an educator.
Well, talk about generation. I think we are living in a very attention deficit generation, because I can pretty much see every day in and day out. Mm-hmm. I think when I was a student, I was expected to read a manual of camera before I even touch a camera. But mm-hmm. right now, I think nobody has the patience to read a 60-page or a 70-page manual before they start the camera, because we unfortunately live in a time where everything should be like less than like 50 or 60 characters.
Yeah, just look it up on YouTube and be educated. I agree.
Well, Will, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but it seems in the past, at least, professional newspaper columnists all came up through the ranks. They were reporters before they were granted the opportunity to write a column.
Right. You had to be a proven, seasoned, well-experienced person, reporter, to be hand-selected to be a columnist. And I don't think that's quite the case today. I know people pursue those and want to write and read what someone who has a good skill for writing and expressing their opinions can do. But, at the same time, I think that that kind of, rigorous expectation is not the expectation anymore. And it's not what basically sells maybe newspapers anymore. Maybe this is just another example of what's trying to make the news and or trying to build revenue as well.
Yeah, it's the survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm,
right. Things are changing and people are also, doing what they can to make sure that they stay in the business.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do right now is to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.